You're listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Scott Pridemore here for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk, where we talk about givers and folks in the community that are doing good, that we respect. Today, we welcome Ryan Harris, a professional yogi extraordinaire, among other things. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure, and I've long wanted to get you into the studio to pick your brain, to learn about how you got into yoga, having so much respect for what you do day in and day out. I've attended many of your classes, and I always come out refreshed and rejuvenated and ready to shake off the stress of the day. You do such a fantastic job in your classes. I'm a big fan. So to start out, just in conversation here, tell us a little bit about how Ryan Harris got involved in yoga.
It's been a 13 year, no, more like, what is it, 2018 now? So 11 years journey since I first started taking in a studio, and then 8 years since I started teaching up to now. And it's just been a really powerful experience of community, one, like connecting with people of all different walks of life. You know, like, let me backtrack. I got into yoga because I was dating a girl and she was going to yoga, and she invited me to the studio that she was attending, and I went there and I really enjoyed the physical practice, the sweat, the teachers, the community. And I kept going back because of all those things, you know, and as I started practicing more, I just enjoyed the entire experience, like not just the workout, not just the messaging, but the people I was surrounded with, and like how powerful and authentic they were. So in 2010, I decided to do teacher training, because a few of my friends were doing it, and I really wanted to have that experience with them, and B, because I just wanted to see what it was like to take on that role. And coming out of teacher training, I was pretty sure I wanted to teach, but the studio that I was attending at the time, Yoga One, offered me an opportunity to audition, and I did, and they brought me on board, and it was just really cool to take on the role of teacher when I had been such an eager student and really enjoying that experience. And then taking on teaching was like basically the same thing, you know, like being a student that had learned enough to share an experience that I thought was valuable with other people in my unique way. It was just really exciting and humbling. And I've been doing that for the last 8 years, the last 4 years full time. So now I teach at three studios. I'm at Yoga One, I'm at Charlotte Yoga, and I'm at Y2.
Fantastic. Yes. And I practice mostly at Y2, but I do pepper in a few other studios from time to time. And but you touched on something just a moment ago about growth. It's so interesting, just in my journey of finding yoga and attending your classes and other instructors there at Y2 and other studios. What do you feel really drives the growth that people experience when they start practicing yoga? Because I've heard story after story about folks that they've started their practice and then, you know, all of a sudden everything else in their life kind of opens up, or the things that they didn't need in their life, they tend to look at differently. Do you have anything to share with respect to that growth pattern that takes place when someone brings yoga into their life?
It has a different effect depending on the person it is and what their intention is that they approach it with. You know, like a lot of there are quite a few people I know that do it strictly for the physical results of the practice, and they tend to get that specifically, you know, like a healthier looking physique, a better cardiovascular system, because a lot of the yoga that I teach and the studios that I teach at are hot yoga studios. Mm-hmm. So a part of the effect of the hot yoga is like getting the heart rate up. So it tends to create a positive cardiovascular effect on the people that practice it. You know, some of those people are very focused on that specific result.
Sure.
And so they'll get that, which is super valuable. I mean, like, ultimately, this is the vehicle that we use to enjoy life in. So the healthier we feel and the stronger we feel and more open and flexible we feel in it, like, that does add value to our lives, or at least mine specifically, and it seems like to other people's also. There are also people that come specifically for more inspired or spiritual benefit.
Sure.
And I feel like they probably get even more out of it, because the yoga that we do is physical by nature, so they will already get that effect. Like, if you come to a hot yoga class, you're just going to get a physical workout.
Yeah.
If you do the thing.
Yeah.
And then if you open, I find that people that open up to the other aspects of it tend to get a deeper experience of it.
Absolutely.
You know, it just reaches a bit deeper inside and like turns into their approach to life and people. And I find that that's probably the most long lasting effect that comes from yoga when you really open up to it.
Absolutely. So true. I see that in myself personally, but in others.
Mm-hmm.
And the same words that we use to describe yoga on the physical level apply to the emotional and spiritual level, with being open, strength, not only physically, but in mind, being flexible in the physicality, as well as being flexible with, you know, how you think, maybe how you thought before you get into yoga, and how you think after having practiced yoga, just that flexibility and more willing to look at things in a different way.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, tell us a little bit about a day in the life of Ryan Harris with respect to how busy you are. And I know, you know, once again, I'm very thankful to have you here in the studio. So what does the day in the life of Ryan Harris look like as a yoga teacher?
My weekdays are pretty full of teaching, Monday through Friday. I teach the bulk of my classes. It's 19 classes Monday through Friday. And then I have Saturdays off. Normally, I might pick up a sub or have a workshop or something on a Saturday. But that space is like specifically allotted for rest. And then, so that's a day where I don't normally have anything scheduled, like yoga wise. Sunday I have one class, but in total I have 20. So,
wow.
Monday through, Friday, it could be anywhere from 5 classes to 2 or 3 on the lower end. And they're pretty well spaced. I found that, when taking on the amount of classes that I've taken on, like, spacing is important for me, because it allows some downtime, and it also allows me to hydrate well, to nourish and, recoup the nutrients that I lose. You'd be surprised when teaching hot yoga how much you sweat. Like, I walk out of there just as sweaty as everybody else that did the practice.
Right.
And all I did was walk around and talk and do a little assisting. And it can be depleting. So I have to make sure that I take good care of myself. And I've, you know, learned that over the 4 years of taking on like full-time teaching, just what's required to maintain that level of teaching in a sustainable way.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you something, and every part of how you teach a yoga class, I'm a huge fan of. But I know you've heard me say this, but your messaging throughout the class as well as during Shavasana is, all that really comes to mind is world class. I mean, thank fantastic. You. So I'd like to, if I could, just maybe see if you could do a little Shavasana message for us here and for the listeners, if it's not putting you on the spot too much. Or do you have to be in the moment? And it's all good if you have to be in the moment. I totally appreciate that.
Let me see.
And even if you can't rattle off something in particular, but I will say this. Can you run us through the, are you typically at Y2 at a fairly regular schedule that is consistent, or, and same thing for Yoga One and Charlotte Yoga, or is it kind of just depend on your schedule?
The 20 classes that I teach are consistent. I have one that is a corporate class that's every other week. So it ends up being like 19 or 20, just depending on the week of the month. But usually it's 2 weeks at 20 classes and 2 weeks at 19 classes as a standard schedule that, like, if you go online and look at Charlotte Yoga, Y2, or Yoga One, you'll be able to find me at consistent times.
Sure.
And
sure.
Then if I pick up above and beyond that, like sub for a teacher that needs to be off or has something else to do, then I'll pick that up. And that would be in addition to the 19 or 20.
Absolutely. And so you practice in between all of this. Generally, how much yoga practice do you squeeze in between all of your working schedules?
It really just depends. Like on Monday and Tuesday are my heavier days of teaching. So I'll usually have, and that also includes that one classes every other. So between those 2 days, I'll have 9 to 10 classes. Like on my own weeks, I'll have 10 in those 2 days. And in my off weeks, I'll have 9 in those 2 days. So 5 on Monday consistently, and then 4 or 5 on Tuesday. And in between there, sometimes I practice. Like I might hop into a class at Y2 on Mondays if after I've taught my 8:15 a.m. or I'll go to the gym and practice and do yoga another day. So in the order of how much I do a physical workout, I would say it's like 2 or 3 times a week I do yoga, and then like 3 or 4 times a week I'm in the gym doing other calisthenics, mobility, weight training. That's more of a recent development. For the first, since 2007 up to like 2017, I completely let go of my weight training routine and was doing yoga specifically as my physical form of exercise. And, you know, up until 2017, I didn't realize the deficit that I had in like certain areas, strength wise and mobility wise, that my yoga practice hadn't necessarily touched on. And so having my mind and my perspective opened up to that really allowed me to step into a curious place about what I could add into my workout routine that wasn't available in my yoga practice that might complement it. And as I've done that, I've started to see really incredible results.
Wow.
In my yoga practice and in just like how movement has started to occur more naturally and powerfully, and like just having a better range of motion and control range of motion has been like really encouraging to that part of my, like the weight training part of my practice. So as I've taken on more of that, like I'll take the things that I glean from that into my yoga practice. And that is usually my measure for how effective the weight training part of my practice is benefiting me.
Wow, that's fantastic. So it complements what you're already doing, and you're totally seeing benefit in both mm-hmm. based on that complement.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Well, I did want to say how much we appreciate you having you coming on our podcast today.
Of course.
Very much appreciate the insight. And I feel like our listeners will really get benefit from your visit and sharing some of your thoughts and hearing about Ryan's journey into finding yoga. So with that, I know your classes are, they're always so well attended and packed. Hopefully you'll even find more folks that want to follow Ryan at either Charlotte Yoga, Y2 Yoga, or Yoga One after they hear this podcast. You're such a generous person to spend a little time with us today, and I look forward to attending more of your classes. I'm sure all of your followers do as well. So thank you so much, Ryan Harris, for joining us today for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.